Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Very intense doctor appointment yesterday. 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so we've been talking about this for a while. I know Lana's been on me to get this done. Kevin just had this done, was to get an allergy test because my voice has been so shot since I moved here. I had no idea what it was.
And I'm like, it's got to be something in the air that you've been dealing with.
Yeah, it's gotten better. I will tell you that. It's gotten better.
Well, you've been on medication.
Steroid pills for a little bit. So I've been struggling with it because I'm like, gosh, my voice just goes so fast. Obviously a little vital for the career that we've chosen. So I did an allergy test yesterday. And Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong in all this. It's about 50 needles. They first, you know, it seems like...
No, it's more than that.
Well, how would you describe how they prick your arm? Not the needle part, but how do they...
They put, like, some sort of extract from whatever it is of all the foods, and they put a little, like, dab of it on your forearm.
Did they do the one that had six at a time? The one that they just... It's like that... It's almost like a stamp, but it has little needles on the end.
Nope.
That's what they did for me. Okay.
She has... The one that I had literally was, like, one little thing, and she just kind of scrapes, kind of pulls up each spot.
Gotcha.
And it leaves, like, a little scrape in it.
Right.
If your skin reacts to it, that's what...
Exactly.
Then you're allergic to it.
Exactly. So, they test... I don't know how many it was, but let's just... I don't know.
It's 70-something.
Really?
Foods.
Is it that much?
Okay,
foods,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't do the whole food one.
Oh,
I did,
really?
I just did the, you know, the environment, the grasses,
that's
dog,
about 50,
the cat, whatever.
Yeah.
And this was all done on your arm?
On both arms.
Both arms, okay.
So they do one to make sure you haven't taken any, like, Benadryl or whatever the last day. That reacts. They know you're not lying about not taking any antihistamines. And so anyway, so they just go through these pricks on your arm. Okay, you do that for 15 minutes, and then they go up on your bicep, like from your shoulder down to your elbow, and that's when they do about, it's like basically a more intense test, and they do probably another 30 right there.
Now, does this hurt?
What I told the lady was like, I should have got a tattoo. I mean, it's a bunch of needles sticking. Maybe I should have got my first tattoo. But yeah, I mean, it's
it doesn't
very
really
quick.
Hurt.
It's very quick.
Okay.
I mean, it's more like a pinch, really.
Right.
I don't think it'd be, it's not like the same as getting like a full on flu shot all the time.
Okay.
You know, it's, you know, they're real small needles and just, they're not trying to go real deep. They're just getting on your first layer of skin.
Okay. All right.
So I'm like, all right, cool. So nothing's reacting on my arms. Nothing happened. They're like, yeah, nothing's going on there, but let's try this. And I said, ooh, so I see one. I go, there's one that's
one.
I go, because you can see it. You have to wait 20 minutes. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I can see one really swelling up. See that right there?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
big bump on your arm.
It's not good. Yeah. I go, that's not good. She goes, that's a pimple. I go, what?
Yes.
I go, I'm sorry. I go, and I looked at it again, and I was like, oh my gosh, it is a pimple.
That's
great. I thought I was allergic to mold or something like that, and turns out I just had a big old pimple on my arm.
Yesterday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed at all.
So, what were the results of the test?
I was mildly allergic to one grass and one mold. So that was mild. So it wasn't really, probably not going to need anything for it.
So you did food, you did plants, you did a bunch of stuff here and ruled pretty much everything
out. Tell you what, it's not an inexpensive test by any means. I mean, I'm not going to ask you how much, but you paid a good price, right, Kevin, to do it?
I have the bill. It was half a grand.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I asked, too.
All the insurance
stuff. That was, after insurance.
Oof.
It's about $400 to $500.
But isn't it nice to know, though, now that you can rule that out?
Well, not when you don't find anything out. All I found out is I have acne on my arm. That's all I found out from my
test. Did she give you some ointment for it?
They're like, here's some proactive. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Who gets a pimple on their arm? That's kind of weird.
Apparently, like you said, I don't shower that often. No, I don't know how I got it on there. It was just right there, and it was ready to go. It was prime and ready to go.
Pimple.
Yeah, they're like, no, you're not allergic to pimple. That's acne. Enjoy your evening. So, it's pretty. They were super nice and they were super great. But I can do a follow up appointment tomorrow with a doctor. So he might say, all right, well, it was mild. So you don't really need to take anything, or you do. But the other thing I was telling you about is they want me to see like a speech and vocal coach.
Right.
That helps you. Like for singers, they show singers how to hit notes in a different way so you don't just torture voice. Obviously, not a singer. But for vocal, they teach you how to maybe speak in a different tone or whatever to save your voice as well.
Oh.
But
Well, let me know what you find.
Yeah, well, probably another pimple. Anyway, so it's going to be interesting. All right, a feel-good story coming up next for you. A guy went above and beyond to save this family. Pretty remarkable story, too. I'll tell you about it next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. Excited to have Matthew Ramsey on the show today from Old Dominion. Coming up at 7:35. We're going to talk to him about the band, quiz him about the band. We'll see how honest he really is. But right now... I feel good story for you right here from Connecticut. Check this out. This guy, Nick Ritchie, was driving home and saw a house on fire. Well, they had called the firefighters, but he got there before them because he was driving home, had to be in the neighborhood. He jumped out of his car, ran into the home, finding a man and his grandmother in the kitchen. Now, the grandmother was in a wheelchair, but the wheels were stuck. So I don't know if the heat had melted the metal on there or what, but she was stuck.
Either way, how? Just sheer panic.
Oh, especially for her. This is in the wheelchair. Well, Richie and the grandson were able to unlock the wheels and get the grandmother out safely. Here's what Richie had to say about his big heroic act.
I was just doing what any American would do. We all have to look out for each other. I noticed that there was no first responders there. And yes, there's people on the front lawn. But you never know if someone can't get out, if there's a baby or kid. So it's the right thing to do to at least go check to make sure everyone got out.
Well, he ran right in there. So he did more than check.
Well, and not only did he get the grandmother and the son out, he ran back in and saved the woman's pet birds, too.
Love that.
I mean, this guy's a hero.
Well, you know, once he got out, the grandmother was like, my birds. And he's like, all right, I got you.
I'm going back
not
in.
Dumb. So our hats off to Nick Ritchie. Way to go. That's your I Feel Good story right now on 99.5 QYK. Coming up, 7:05, your morning motivation. But right now, Low Cash, one big country song on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. Time for your morning motivation. Lana, what do you got for us?
Today's motivation, marry somebody you love. That's the whole thing. And then just continue to love them.
And who's that from?
The great Charlie Daniels.
Very nice. Read it one more time. I like it.
Marry somebody you love. That's the whole thing. And then just continue to love them.
Love is a choice, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
That. All right, very cool. That is from the late, great Charlie Daniels. We are celebrating his life today. He was 83 years old. We lost the legend right there. All right, coming up, we are going to have your 7:15 second date updated as two songs away on 99.5 QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Matthew Ramsey of Old Dominion going to be on the show at 7:35. Right now, it's our 7:15 second date update. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR, Lana, Kevin, back in the seat over there, buddy.
I'm here.
We missed your love advice.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm all full of love.
These crazy kids out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got Justin on the phone this morning. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm pretty good.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we got your email about this girl, April, that you went on a date with. I would love to hear from you about who she is, what she does, and what's going on with you guys.
Yeah, so, yeah, we met. It was funny. We met in the Chipotle, like just standing in the line at Chipotle. We had some small talk, you know, kind of just laughing about the 6 feet markers and
yeah,
just, you know, chit-chat, and, I liked what she looked like, and she seemed fun, so anything to talk to her. We exchanged numbers, and I left, and we talked a little bit, and we ended up going out on a date. We went to Soho Backyard. You know, we had a drink or two. Everything seemed great, and then after that, I haven't heard from her since. I've texted her a few times. I don't want to be too pushy, but, you know, I'm trying to figure out what went wrong.
Well, how did the date end? I mean, did it seem like she wanted to see you again after the date was over?
Yeah, it seemed like it. She said she wanted to see me again, and, you know, she said, you know, I'll talk to you soon. But that was the last I heard from her.
Think about it really carefully, because everybody says everything went great. But even, like, a little bit of awkwardness in any subject you guys talked about or anything that came up on the date, any awkwardness at all?
Not that I can think of. It was a short date, you know, relatively speaking. We didn't spend too much time, but, you know, we had a few drinks, and, no, it seemed pretty good on my side.
So there wasn't a lot of time for you to screw it up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and, you know, she was laughing. She didn't seem awkward. It's not like she said, oh, no, I got a phone call. I got to go. The date ended naturally, and, you know, so that's why I'm so bummed. I thought, you know, it went well.
All right, cool. Well, let's do this. We're going to try to get her on the phone for you. All right, so hang on for us.
All right, great.
Old Dominion's Matthew Ramsey going to join us in like 10 minutes on 99.5 QYK. But first, we are trying to help out Justin on the 7:15 second date update. They actually met at a place where love happens a lot. Well, at least with the guacamole. Talking about Chipotle. They were doing the whole 6 feet apart thing. You know, there's like those little spots on the ground. And they got to talk in, small talk about it. Who thought coronavirus could bring someone together?
I know.
Six-foot-distant rule. Well, we talked to him. He seemed very confident about the date because they went to a pretty cool spot, right?
Yeah, Soho Backyard in South Tampa.
I haven't been there. What's it like?
Yeah, it's kind of a cool, casual kind of a place.
So they said they had a cool, casual date. He said, you know, we didn't stay there that long. It was kind of a quick date, and, you know, we were just meeting up for a drink, and now he's been trying to set up another date with her and hasn't heard anything back. So we are going to try to call April right now and see what's up. Hi, good morning. Is this April?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, April. This is JR, Alana, and Kevin from 99.5 QIK. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. I'm glad you answered the phone this morning. I want to see if we could talk to you for a second. We do a thing called our 7:15 second date update. We talk to people about dates they go on, and we wanted to ask you about a date you recently went on.
I mean, I guess we're already on the phone, so yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. Well, we wanted to ask you about this guy, Justin. I guess you guys met actually at Chipotle, which is kind of funny. You went to Soho Backyard. You guys had some drinks there. And then since then, he's been trying to reach out to you. He was really pumped on you. He had a lot of nice things to say about you. And he is just kind of bummed that he hasn't heard from you. He doesn't want to bug you too much, but he kind of wants to know what's up. Like, why aren't you getting back to him?
Well, listen, Justin was, he's a really nice guy. He's actually really cool, but it was just kind of awkward because when we first met, we were both wearing masks, and we went to Soho Backyard. We had our masks off, and he kind of looked familiar, but I was having a good time, and I didn't really think much of it. And then as the night ensued, I kind of put two and two together when we were drinking, and I realized that I actually used to date one of his good friends. So I don't know, it probably wasn't I don't know if he recognized me. I didn't date this guy for much, really that long. It was more like a fling. It lasted for about a month, but either way, I think he was pretty good friends with this guy. So I don't know, I just felt like,
right, not. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Was it like a serious relationship, or was it just a fling, you said, huh?
Yeah, it was just like literally a month-long fling. And the guy was kind of, you know, he's kind of a jerk anyway, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did it end with that guy?
It didn't end well. Like, we kind of, I don't know, he was just rude and, but, I don't know. It got really weird towards the end of the month that we were together. But I just, I don't know, I figure sometimes you're the company, you know, you are the company you keep, right? So
sure.
I figured maybe, you know, Justin is kind of like this guy, like nice at first, you know, yeah, and then just would show his colors, and I just didn't want to be in that situation again.
Right. Well, I can see your hesitation for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, we actually have Justin on the phone with us, and he's heard all what you had to say. I think those are valid concerns. I think he just kind of was in the dark about this.
Yeah.
Justin?
Hi, April.
Hi. Sorry.
About Craig. That's my friend's name.
Oh, okay.
We definitely talk about everything, like, especially people we date and things, you know, girls we're going to go out with and stuff. I knew you guys had dated, and you are totally right. He is a jerk, and I am nothing like him. You know, we've grown up together, so he's kind of like my brother. But it's not a big deal on my end. You know, I don't care.
Wow.
Wait, you guys talked about it, like, and you're fine with it? And what did he say?
Yeah, I mean, he said he had a good time with you, and it just didn't work out. I know how he can be. I've been his friend for a long time, and I know how he can treat girls. For me, I'm just nothing like him. I just want you to know that. And, you know, I'd like to go out on another date if it doesn't bother you.
I mean, I'm kind of like floored of a little bit. I thought that maybe it'd be something like there's like a bro code or something.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. I thought it would be the bro code, too, like my first thought. But now the fact that he says I know how my buddy can be, think about how much better Justin's going to look.
Oh, yeah. His buddy. No doubt.
So this may be playing to his advantage a little bit. I mean, doesn't seem like he cares that much at all, or at all. What about going on another date, April?
I mean, I really did enjoy my time, the short time that we spent together. So as long as he's okay with it. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just caught off guard. Like, wasn't expecting you to be cool with it. I thought you'd be like, okay, see ya.
I had a great time. I don't want him to ruin it for, like, he's ruined it for himself. He's not going to ruin it for me.
Look at that. Wow,
nice. Well, listen, guys, we'd love to set you up on another date. We'd like to pay for it as well. And I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin's going to talk to you guys, get all the info we need, and we'll set you guys up again, all right?
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks.
And hopefully Craig gets to hear this at some point.
Yeah.
So definitely tell him to check out the podcast later.
Yay, we have it.
Yes, we did.
I love it.
Kevin's good luck after that vacation. Bring it on the love back.
That's right.
Awesome. All right. Thanks.
All right, guys, hang on for me.
All right.
Well, Lon and I are both excited. We're both big Old Dominion fans.
Huge Old Dominion fans, and I love Matt, and he's going to call us.
Yes, Matthew Ramsey on the show next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. JR here, Lana here, and Matthew Ramsey from Old Dominion. What's going on, Matt? How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Hanging in there.
Yeah, what's keeping up, your mind right during this quarantine and this crazy times?
My mind was never right, man. So,
That is true. I remember that. Everybody's asked the same question, but it's still a valid question. What are you doing to occupy your mind? I mean,
The grass grows pretty fast, so I've been watching it.
And when you're not cutting it, you're watching it?
Just chilling, man. I've been hanging out. I've been, doing lots of Zoom calls like everyone else. You know.
I'm so over the Zoom calls. How about you?
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Is my mic on? Is my camera on? Hey, guys, can you hear me? That's one of those things all day. It's like, all right, they all work the same. Just click the microphone for crying out loud.
Man, for some reason, the funniest thing that happened over Zoom was yesterday. Trevor was trying to make a very important point, but for some reason, it slowed down everything he was saying. So it was like, but I really think. We were all just dying laughing. He sounded like a drunk.
Yeah.
Maybe he was.
I love it.
I hope after the coronavirus, I never have to hear the word Zoom again.
Right.
But I'm really bummed I didn't buy stock in it like 2 years ago.
We'd
be loaded right now. Hey, man, talk about the song Some People Do. I mean, this is, you're coming off one man band and then Some People Do. It's a very inspirational song. I don't think you guys planned it to be this way, but it's kind of a song that we need right now.
Yeah, man, it just kind of lined up, it's a song that we knew was important, it's a song that a lot of people need to hear anyway, I think, and a lot of song that I needed to say and write, but it's really special to see how people are, relating to it and sending us all kinds of messages. It's pretty awesome.
Well, and then after you watch the video, I watched the video for the first time. You already know I'm a huge fan of the album and the song, and I literally started to, tear up. That video was so good. And if you just tell everybody a little bit about the video, Matt.
Yeah. Jason Snyderman is a guy who's he's a hair and makeup guy that we met, many years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, and we just kind of hit it off, became friends with him. But then as we got to know him, we got to know his stories of recovering addict, and he goes out and he talks to homeless people and he cleans them up. He gives them free haircuts, trims their beards up or whatever, and gives them clothes and tries to help get on the path to rehabilitation. And it's inspiring, to see what he does. He posts a lot of videos on his Instagram, and we just decided to follow him around for a day and help him and document what he does in his community. It was an insanely cool day, a really special day. I'll never forget it.
Absolutely. And by the way, did he line you up at all? Because I know you got that beard going. Could get a little scraggly.
Yeah, you trimmed my beard a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You got to really get in depth in these roles that you're playing and in the video.
Exactly, right?
All right, let's play the song right now. Matthew Ramsey on the phone with us from Old Dominion. Their song, Some People Do. Right now, they're going to come back, Matt, and play a game called Some People Do and Some People Don't. Hang on.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Old Dominion, Some People Do. Very inspiring song right there on 995 QYK. You got to check out the music video for that song. But we got Matthew Ramsey of Old Dominion on the phone right now. All right, Matt, here's the game we're going to play. Some people do or some people don't. I'm going to tell you something, and you tell me if anybody in the band does this or doesn't do this. You don't have to give me any names. You can just say some people do or some people don't. All right, first one, play video games.
No one does.
Really? A grown men that don't play video games. I'll be giving you a applause for that.
Wow.
I'm right there with you.
We have no game system on our bus at all. Nothing.
Good for you guys. I love hearing that. That's all right.
Yeah.
Go days without showering.
Oh, some people do, for sure.
Next time we do a meet and greet, we're going to find out who that is. Watch chick flicks.
I'd say some people do.
All right. Very cool. Any tears when it comes to those?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
All right, and always a diva about their food.
Oh, yeah, some people do.
Yeah. Is it more like, oh, they didn't make it the way I wanted, or I'm looking for something healthy? Where does it line up when they are a diva with that?
I'm going to have to go ahead and, say that one's me.
Definitely. What's it? You got just a strict diet or what?
Well, look at him. He's healthy and fit.
It's not that. I just think, when you're on the road, it's really tough to eat good, and you start to just get super tired of eating crap. So, I get super picky about it.
Right.
Road,
well, you can tell Kenny Chesney's been rubbing off on Matt.
Exactly.
For sure.
Awesome, man.
You don't have to worry. The Chillaxification Tour, you'll be eating, what is he, chicken and broccoli. That's it, huh, for Kenny?
Yeah, he's got his chicken, his grilled chicken and his broccoli. But
it's a bummer he can't get in shape, though, He's really let himself go over the years.
No.
I'm always embarrassed because it's like this guy's ripped out of his mind. I have a dad bod and no kids. It's awkward for everybody.
Well, I'm excited that you guys are kicking off that tour here in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. That is going to be fun.
I know. I'm glad it's back on.
What do you want to eat, man? Just so we're ready.
Man, the thing is, I'm a vegetarian, so it's tough to get vegetarian food on the road.
We will make sure you have it, okay?
Yeah.
We'll bring all the tofu you can eat.
Good veggie burgers. Let's do it.
Veggie burger, you got it done. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you talking to us today. Congratulations on the success of Some People Do. And by the way, just the mission you guys took on that and highlighting someone that's doing something amazing. Very, very smart and very cool that you guys did that. And we're super excited to see you.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, we're excited to get down there.
And Matt, just another amazing album from you guys. There's like probably four songs on that album that will easily be singles on the radio and hopefully some number one. So just a great album.
Yeah, I thought it was all
right. Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate that.
I thought it was okay.
I thought you were going to say there's probably three or four songs that are pretty good on
there. That's what I thought that you were going to say that. Man, four of those songs on the album are really good. I don't know what you did on the rest of them. All right, we'll leave you alone. Get back to your family. Shave that beard or something, would you?
All right, y'all take it easy.
All right, see you, buddy. Here we go. We're going to play a game called Know Your Universe. Andrew and Brandon right now at 995 QYK. All right, Andrew, do you feel like you know your universe pretty well?
I can give it a shot.
Well, hey, it's all good. Yesterday's was awesome. I enjoyed it, even though we really had to help this guy out. But it's all good. We're playing for Universal tickets right now. It's called Know Your Universe. And what Lana's going to do is read you a question about the universe, and we'll try to get you the right answer, and then we'll get you those Universal tickets, all right?
Sounds good to me.
Here we go.
All right, I'm going to wish you good luck. All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right. What planet is closest to the sun?
Earth.
He said Earth.
Earth is not correct.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. The answer is Mercury.
All good. We're going to keep rolling. Here we go.
All right. What planet is closest in size to Earth? Mars, Jupiter, or Venus?
Venus.
There you go.
Yeah. Very, very good. Like context clues here, okay? Got to get one more to win these Universal tickets. The last question in Know Your Universe is...
What planet in the solar system is farthest from the sun? Your choices are Uranus, Saturn, and Neptune.
I would say Neptune.
There you go.
Yes.
He knows his solar system.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know how you did it, but you are just on fire with the solar system today.
I'll give credit to Lana.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, who remembers this? Who knows this?
By the way, Lana would have failed this test, 100%. And she immediately would have said that. All right, man. Well, listen, you got some Universal tickets. Also, we're going to throw in a parking pass for you.
Woo.
It's going to be a great time.
That sounds fantastic, man. I appreciate that.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Nope, I got you.
There you go. We got a winner. He did better than yesterday.
He did, but we helped him. A little bit.
I don't remember you helping him at all.
Wait.
All right, coming up, your 810 Music Minute. Going to celebrate Charlie Daniels a little bit today. 995 QYK. Hang on.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you.
Now, I couldn't make her stay with doggone her anyways. You can't say that. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one, I'm drinking my baby goodbye. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. And I'm pulling I'm a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Charlie Daniels, in today's Music Minute, we are going to honor a legend that we had to say goodbye to yesterday. 83 years old. He passed away from a stroke yesterday. A native of Wilmington, North Carolina, Charlie was a skilled multi-instrumentalist who landed his first big hit in 1974 with Uneasy Rider. In 2008, Charlie was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, and he became a member of Country Music Hall of Fame in 2016. He was a loyal patriot and supporter of the U.S. military efforts. He was outspoken about his political views and on his social media platforms, and he was survived by his wife Hazel and son Charlie Daniels Jr. Also, right here locally in St. Petersburg, Charlie did so much for the Angelus that he founded here and became a home for kids ages like 2 to 4. And then now it has grown so much, 5 group homes in Hudson, Florida. One of the things that we were listening to was some audio from Charlie Daniels talking about how many times that he has played the song Devil Went Down to Georgia. I mean, do you have any guesses about how many times he would play that song? I mean,
his
think
career
about,
was that song from the... Songs from the 70s, isn't it?
79.
79.
Oof. Oh, man. I would say, I don't know. It's got to be upwards of 3,000 plus, right?
More than that, I would say.
Is it really?
Let him tell you.
let's talk to him now.
You know, we were trying to figure that out a while ago the other day. What was it? 5,000. We figured around 5,000 times.
Wow.
1979. And we do 100 and some shows every year. Sometimes back in the day we did more than that. We've done every show, basically. So we figured somewhere around 5,000 times. That would be bottom line. We may have done it more than that.
Oh, my gosh. And it's 5, great every 000. Time.
I know. And it's such an amazing song. Of course, so many of our country artists were... putting out their thoughts and prayers on social media yesterday. Rodney Adkins said, when I was 5 years old, my parents asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I said, how do you be Charlie Daniels? He was one of the best humans I had the honor of knowing. Love and prayers to the Daniels family. Scotty McCreary, rest in peace, Charlie Daniels, my fellow North Carolinian, I guess, is that what it is?
Carolinian,
is that how you say it? Okay.
That's right. Fine.
I was honored to receive North Carolina's Order of the Longleaf Pine Award from you backstage at the Opry in 2017. Thank you for sharing your talent and your kindness with all of us. Brad Paisley writes, we have so many memories together, and I am so blessed to have known him. He beat the devil with his fiddle, and I'm sure he's opening up his case and rising up his bow now to play for the Lord. Rest in peace, my friend. We love you. And finally, Carrie Underwood said, I'm sad for the world and for his family, but I'm smiling a little because The Angel Band in Heaven just got themselves one heck of a fiddle player. See you again one day, sweet Charlie Daniels. So a lot of great things that were said about just a legend. And I know all of us just were so sad here at QYK and just all country fans around the world. So
especially, North Carolinians.
Your Carolinians.
They were definitely upset.
What is it? Carolinian?
North Carolinians.
Linians.
Yeah. Linians. Yes.
Even though you say it is North Carolina.
Yeah. Linians.
Right. So do you, Florida would be?
Floridians.
There you go.
Carolinians.
Yeah. Right.
You learn something new every day in the JR show.
I know. You learned yesterday that Pluto wasn't a planet and there's actually.
Let's kick down some Charlie Daniels band, shall we? All right. That is your Music Minute. It's 99.5 QYK.
The largest deal in sports history was done yesterday for NFL Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. All right, get this. This contract could be worth over $500 million. Half a billion, people. That's over 500 million.
Yes.
All right. Guaranteed money is over $400 million.
This is insane.
Nuts. Now, in baseball, your money's guaranteed through your career. It's not always guaranteed in the NFL, so he has to sign that. He has a no-trade clause.
Right.
So they can't just get rid of him and pass his contract over to somebody. Kansas City's going to pay him. He has a few outs, I think. I didn't read the whole contract, but he has a few outs. Like, if something goes on or he's not incentivized the way he wants to be, then he can get out of the contract. Which basically, I don't know why. You don't want to get out of the contract, obviously. Yeah, but
no.
But this is going to be interesting because you have to think there's a salary cap in NFL. Even if you're not a sports fan, by the way, and obviously we're Bucks fans here, but Mahomes is pretty remarkable. You have to respect talent. Would you agree, Kevin?
No question. They won the Super Bowl last season. They beat the Niners in the Super Bowl. He's taken them to another AFC Championship game. He's won the MVP.
Right.
And he's like 24.
I was just going to say, all at the age of what, like 24 years old. And, JR, you and I were talking off the air. I mean, he's a good guy, too.
He's really known for being a good guy. He's very humble. He backed up a quarterback named Alex Smith for a long time, who was a veteran. Where's Alex now?
He's in Washington, but he broke his leg a couple seasons ago and had to sit out. So that's where he's at.
So he's kind of stepped into this role and absolutely killed it. I mean, he's only been starting for 3 years. Oh, no, he's been in the league for three.
Yeah, he's
starting for two.
Starting for two.
Two and, years and already won a Super Bowl.
And he's been dating the same girl, Brittany Matthews, for the last like 9 years.
Yeah.
So he's had a steady girlfriend, which... Obviously, love.
That's what I was going to say off the air. I was like, how would you date a new girl that knows you just signed a $500 million? All of Lana's friends would be running. Running out of the woodwork, being like, hey, Mahomes, how are you, Patty? I just want to be his homie. I want him to be my homie.
You
know what I'm saying?
I am just.
What if he needs security or something like that? I can run with him.
The money. I mean, is this really... I hate to say this. I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but is this really necessary?
I mean, this is how the world works in sports.
$400 million to play football?
Yeah. Well, and it can be worth over half a million. Half a billion. Excuse me, with a B. Half a billion.
This is crazy to me.
You got
to
remember Mike Trout, which is... I'm an Angels fan just because that's where I grew up. That was my hometown team. He signed a deal for 12 years.
12 years.
12 years for $430 million, which was the biggest contract.
Right.
Now... He has the biggest contract, Patrick Mahomes. Now, you might be saying to yourself, there's a salary cap where I was going with this. He has a lot of great players around him, obviously, that make him better. He's got to have somebody to throw to. Well, this is the way this contract, they call it being backloaded. What I think they'll do is they'll backload it because they have to save money for other guys to be around. You can't just have Mahomes and then nobody around him because you're going to have to pay all these guys. So what they do is they backload the contract. So they give him, let's say, I'm just throwing out random numbers. Let's give a couple million the first year, a couple million the second year, and then it starts jumping up astronomically after they get all the things because they got to make room. They can only go so high. So they call it backloading the contract. And, his last few years, he'll probably make more where he may be on the backside of his career. He'll make more than he does right now as a 24-year-old kid. But what do you you do? I mean, you're not going to let this guy go. He's 24. So if you're going to give somebody a 10-year contract, do it at 24. Yep. You can't do it for somebody who's 30 because they're going to be at 40. And the anomaly would be Brady that's playing at 40 years old.
And the Bucks gave him $25 million a year, and that's looking like a bargain.
Yeah, exactly. Is, but where he's at in his career, I think you got to understand that.
Absolutely.
So it's insane how much money is being thrown around. But yeah, Kansas City. I'll tell you what.
Wow.
Those beer prices are going to be going up.
Yeah.
$40 beers over in Kansas City.
No kidding.
Do you think the other players, I mean, do they get less salary because he gets so much? Or do you think they look at him and say, like, wow, this guy's making all this money, and then they get a little jealous?
Well, think of the salary. Well, I mean, he's the MVP. He everybody knows in the NFL that the quarterback's going to make some cash.
Mm.
All right, and then your running backs and your wide receivers and your defensive players and all that stuff. But the point is, you just ask, is it, you know, the money and all that, and then do the players not get as much? You got to think of it as a budget. They have so much. That's a salary cap.
Mm.
And so they got to squeeze all these guys in. That's why I was saying they backload the contract to, it increases through the years. Therefore, they can keep some of those guys around, sign them to long-term deals. But if you got a franchise quarterback, which is like an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady, or I'll give you another example, Kevin.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Well, back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day, Brett Favre.
Well, yeah.
You want to keep him around.
Right.
So you got to do it. And he was going to get that from somebody else. He was one of, Kansas City would have betrayed the Chiefs, the whole fan base would have gone nuts if you would have let that guy out of your sight, because somebody was going to sign him for that.
Yep.
$503 million.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah, insane. So we'll be talking to Pat today, hopefully getting a small loan of at least $100 million. Love to give you some I feel good stories in the morning. It's 995 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Lana, I love this one. Let's hear it.
A pair of 10-year-old best friends in Massachusetts. They've been busy in the kitchen the last couple of months. They're not cooking up snacks. They're actually creating homemade dog treats, baking them and delivering them to dog parents nearby. Daniel and Max, they're fifth graders. They kind of started this as a way to keep busy, but now they're running a thriving small business, and they've used their profits to help others. They split the money that comes in with Daniel and Max and then the Milton Food Pantry, each getting 30%. The other 10 goes to buy supplies. So far, they've made $400 worth of donations awesome. To the food pantry. My favorite part about this entire story, Daniel says he's learned you have to be responsible. Your parents won't always pay for everything or stuff for you. Fifth grader.
Great, though.
He's figuring life out very quick.
We say it every day. This is a lot of crazy things going on in the world, but a lot of great people emerging during these crises going on right now. So,
and using this time and using this energy to do something good and give back rather than sitting back and complaining.
I know. Dog treats. What was I doing at 10? Not making food.
No.
I don't know. I could barely tie my shoe, I think. Anyway, all right. That's 995 QYK. Chris Jansen, done right now. Thanks for having us on. Right now. Thanks for having us on. Oh, here we go. Time to go to award-winning, CMA award-winning, veteran broadcaster for trending in Tampa Bay. His name is Kevin, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much, JR. Hillsborough County School District has extended until July the 17th, the deadline for parents to formally declare how they want their children to attend classes this fall. Parents have had questions about the reopening plan, and one of the first questions the superintendent said the district received is why Model B, which is a hybrid of both traditional in-person learning and e-learning, was not included as one of the options in the survey. I actually found that interesting, too. Was not one of the ones we could have chosen.
What did you guys choose?
We chose to go back 100. It was, you got two options. Go back 100% to school or stay home for e-learning 100%. There was no...
Oh, there was no middle ground.
Which they said originally they were going to give you like a 40-60 split.
Right.
40% in school, 60%. That wasn't even in the thing. So now that they've had some people say, hey, where is this option?
Right.
Now they're going to see what people think, and then they're going to go back and reassess and give people longer till the 17th. And it's school superintendent Addison Davis said, as an educator, I believe face-to-face instruction with high-quality teachers is the most ideal education experience for most children. From our survey results, families have made it clear they want a choice, allowing them to keep their children home while the pandemic continues to impact our community. So that's what's going on.
Choked up about it. Very emotional.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's your kids. And, you know, obviously, yes, in-person learning is the best way. We all know this. Me being a teacher to my kids is not the best way they're going to learn. So
well, at least you're honest about it.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's true.
No,
I learned a lot from that e-learning in the past semester. Right. So
imagine if I had to do it. I don't even know what planets there are.
Right. Well, the Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran has issued an executive order requiring all of Florida public K-12 schools to reopen in August. The order reads, upon reopening in August, all school boards and charter school governing boards must open brick and mortar schools at least 5 days per week for all students, subject to advice and orders of the Florida Department of Health, local departments of health, Executive Order 20-149, and subsequent executive orders. So that's the Florida educate. They're saying open them all up. That's what he's
That sounds
ordering,
about right.
Ordering.
For Florida, that sounds about right.
Ordering, yeah. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gave a coronavirus update yesterday, and he said that the virus has stabilized in the state.
I want us to be in May. I want us to be in early June where we're at 3-4%. We want to get back to that for sure. I think we've stabilized at where we're at.
Okay. Haven't we had a spike?
That's what we've been seeing. So it's like 10,000 a day, new cases. So
I'm not trying to be negative. I hope we are stabilizing, but
that's right. But that's what the governor said in a press conference yesterday. He also is not issuing a statewide mask order, even though people have been calling for it. He said he's trusting Floridians to be responsible and make good decisions. And finally, let's end it on some good news.
Hey!
Major League Baseball has released the 60-game regular season schedule. The Tampa Bay Rays will open the season at the Trop. Obviously, no fans will be there. It will be on July the 24th against the Toronto Blue Jays at 6:40. The Rays will end the season on September the 27th against the Philadelphia Phillies at the Trop. All teams will play regional schedules, and they'll face the other four teams in their division 10 times and play 20 games against the interleague teams in their region. The Rays will also play the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals as well. Rays manager Kevin Cash said, certainly in any given year, one division seems to be the powerhouse, but I think it's fair that the AL East is always a challenge and a grind of a division. Now you're adding the NL East to it, which has the World Series champs, Washington Nationals, and the Atlanta Braves and other clubs that are very good. You can see the full Rays schedule on our 99.5 QYK Facebook page.
Well, listen, guys, if you see anybody scalping tickets this year, just remember those are not real.
They
all
are
right?
not
so
real.
Be careful. I got two. Anywhere you want. I got two.
Do we still get to tailgate outside the Trop?
I bet you probably could.
That's what I mean. If
but
we can't
why?
Go in, what's well,
you
the point
can't
of being
see
outside?
Anything, though.
No, but I mean, we'd like to tailgate and, you know, get before the game, and then we'll just leave and go home. Or
just
watch TV.
This is so great.
In the parking lot?
Hey, Len, why don't you just stay home and have a beer? And then you can watch a game on TV.
Exactly. Tailgating's really fun.
I understand. I know you're deprived right now. But yeah, I'm glad sports are back.
I know. It's been great. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Remembered today. Actually wrote it down so I wouldn't forget.
His tagline, his catchphrase.
Yep.
CMA award winning veteran broadcaster right there. That is Kevin. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Trending in Tampa Bay on 995 QYK. John Michael Montgomery. I can love you like that. Wow, this can get. I can love you like that. Wow, this can get.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.